Bye.
I think tonight might be like sexy clean part night, because that song has an amazing clean part at the end, and so does that July Effect song that I played earlier in the show. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM or out in Lethbridge at CKXU 88.3 FM. Yeah, so a lot of music there. That was like 15 minutes worth-ish. No, not quite, but kind of close. So going in reverse chronological order, that was the song Devotion by Sorcerer. They're a UK hardcore band, and that's the title track off of their album that came out just at the end of 2023, a personal favorite of mine that I found months after it was released because I'm a poser. The song before that, End Eternal by Vain, it's off of their phenomenal album Error Zone. More to say about that. Moving on, song before that was Mirrors Are More Fun Than Television by Pupil Slicer. It's off of their album Mirrors. And the first song you heard was Annalise by Killing of a Sacred Deer. Shout out everyone in Killing of Sacred Deer. So fun. Okay. Sorcerer. Super cool band. They compose their songs really... conceptually maybe is the best word. There's so many motifs. Like musically throughout the music, and I can't speak to the lyrics because I've actually never read the lyrics while listening to that album, but in Devotion, I don't know if you heard it, but they, you know, some of those guitar lead breaks between the chugging is the same lead that plays at the end of the song. And furthermore, in the second song on that album called The Eternal Grief, I'm pretty sure, they do the same thing. They, like, reference that clean part in that song. And whenever a band can do that, it doesn't matter what genre it is, it gets me going. You know? Like, if we're talking more genres than just hardcore, like, the microphones are great for that, especially on The Moon Part 2. There was another one right at the top of my mind. I feel like Deaf Heaven's good for it, but I can't give you an example. I don't know. Lots of lots of bands try to pull that off, and anytime it happens, I just lose it. So cool. So, so cool. I love when there's, obviously a good song's a good song, but when you can, like, you know, fully realize your album musically and then intersperse it across everything, across all your tracks, that's some good juice, you know what I'm saying? Okay, End Eternal by Vain. Funny story. My good buddy Owen, back home, on his Clone Hero, which is like modded Guitar Hero for your PC, for any rhythm game heads out there, you already know what I'm talking about, but for the layman, that's what's going on. And you can basically like load in any song that someone's made a chart for, right? So there's a really cool chart for End Eternal, and anytime I'm over at his place, we try to play that stuff on expert, and it doesn't always go to plan, but one of these days we're gonna get like 95% on it and high five and then never play it again, because it's a headache. But I love Vain so much. Rest in peace, Vain, as far as I can tell. They went on to make Fleshwater. I'm not here to diss on any band on my radio show, but it's a real shame that we have Fleshwater now and not Vain. Just think Vain is so much more interesting and better than Fleshwater, I guess. But hey, man, if Fleshwater's your thing, I'm absolutely here for it. You know, everyone's got to have their favorite band. People Slicer's a really cool group, also out of the UK, I'm pretty sure, but it could be, obviously it's still in the UK, but I feel like they're from like Scotland or something, but I could be totally off base with that. Trio, as far as I can tell, I think, they got a female in there, pretty sure is the bassist, might be one of the vocalists. When you're playing music that heavy, you can't really tell all the time, but that album made some serious waves when it came out, and they've since made other albums. I just want to pull up the name of it, because their other album is really good. So the song we listened to was off of Mirrors, and their other album is Blossom, and it looks like they just came out with a single back in August, which hopefully means there's another album on the way, hopefully by the end of the year, which would be really cool, because Pupil Slicer is really, really rad. Killing of Sacred Deer, I've talked a lot about them before. Okay, way more than halfway through the show. If you want to text me here in the booth, I'd love to hear from you. 778-782-2573. Or don't. You don't have to text me, man. You can just listen. It's all good. Something I forgot to say. I want to give a big shout out to, the important females in my life. And I don't mean that to sound like weird, but even though it does sound kind of weird. But these next two bands are like, you know, have a lot of femme energy around them. The first song you're going to hear is by Emma Goldman. Put a pin in that. We'll come back to it later. But yeah, I want to shout out like all the people that matter, like my mom. I already shouted out Danielle, who's like an amazing math instructor here at SFU. If you have the chance to take a class with Danielle Willis, do it. She'll make you not feel like an idiot, even if you feel like an idiot, which is really important. And I want to shout out Alyssa, and I want to shout out Eve, and I want to shout out Kildagawa, I think is how you say it. I don't know, I'm such a moron. I met her last night at the show. She was super rad. Aria, all the great people I'm meeting out here. Some new volunteers I've met, Charlotte, and I'm blanking. I'm blanking so hard. Trisha, and I'm still blanking. Anyways, shout out women, man. Where would we be without women, right? I know I wouldn't be here. And you probably wouldn't be here either, unless you're like some kind of like Death Stranding baby or something. I don't even know why I brought that up. I've never played that game. I don't even know if that's the lore, but anyways, I'm gonna stop talking before I say something more stupid. This next song is probably my favorite song of this year. It's called I Seem to Be an Adjective by Emma Goldman. It goes so hard, and I think I played an Emma Goldman song last week. Even I may have played this song last week, which is super cringe now that I think about it. No, I think I played at Rock Bottom as a Piss Girl, so we're okay. Or I didn't play any of it. Whatever, we're going to listen to it anyways, because this is my own show. I Seem to Be an Adjective here on CJSF or CKXU. CJSF 90.1 FM. You are listening to the 60-Minute Stage Dive. You also could be listening to this on Wednesday night at or on CKXU, which is out in Lethbridge, 88.3 FM. Sorry, I'm a little flustered here again because I'm doing my math homework, which I forgot I didn't finish, which is why I've been, I guess, subconsciously shouting at my math teacher all night because my brain is telling me, hey, you didn't actually finish the assignment, dummy, and it's due in an hour and 11 minutes. So I got to make sure all this stuff is right. No, it's I'm a genius. Of course it's right. Okay. So the songs you just heard, Going Backwards, reverse chronological, to sound like I know my stuff. To Write Content by Touche Amore, that's off of the album Is Survive By, put a pin in that, we'll come back to it. Spirit Incantation by Drive Your Plow Over the Bones of the Dead, rest in peace that band. They were Vancouver-based, Victoria-based? Close enough, one or the other, and they're super rad. And I think they had to disband because one of their bandmates was going to like grad school or something, which, heck yeah, man, get that education. Song before that, I Seem to Be an Adjective by Emma Goldman off the album All You Are Is We. Okay, coming back to Write Content, that first of all, that album does mean a whole lot to me. There's a lot of good songs on there that speak to me on a somewhat personal level. That's kind of what Jeremy Bohm, the vocalist Touche, does, kind of finds a way to speak to everyone. Through his music, or his band's music, I should say. There's a song on there called DNA, which I relate to heavily. But anyways, To Write Content is a very interesting song. A song that I didn't quite totally connect with lyrically until I grew up a little bit. You know, there's a real, you know, if you were listening to the lyrics, he's talking about how to write emotional music while not really feeling all that emotional, like he's actually feeling pretty good about himself. And that's something I relate to a lot. It's so hard to have creative drive sometimes when you just don't really feel all that negatively about something or passionately about that something, about something. You know, it's a line you have to walk, I think, as a writer. Now, I'm not going to try to put myself on the same level as Jeremy Bohm. I just write papers, man. But, you know, when you're not fired up one way or another about something, you can never really tell if you're doing the right thing or if it's any good or whatever, right? Because you don't have that part of yourself in what you're creating. And I just really appreciate how he describes that. And through the conversation he has with Andy from Manchester Orchestra that he like describes in the bridge of the song. It was very beautiful. I don't know. I really like it. So check out Touche Amore if that's a band that's new to you. The album Stage 4 will make you cry. So keep that in mind. Okay, I got like no time left. We're not even going to get to the end of the last song I want to play. But I got two grindcore songs and then a very cool, heavy experimental song that we'll close everything out on with. So thank you all so much for listening. I should say before you get to the ending, I'm going to play a little promo. Because I forgot to do that last week, and I don't want to be that guy that's not doing his job around here. So you hear a little show promo, don't know which one yet, before the last song. And then we'll get into Public Display of Infection by Wormrot, and then Scarlet Hourglass by Pig Destroyer off the album Terrifier. Terrifier is like the greatest grindcore album ever. Check it out if you're into that sort of thing. And then the last song you're going to hear this evening is The One Who Borns a Weary Load by Big Brave off of their 2023 album Nature Morte. I don't know how to say it. So yeah, thank you all so much for listening. And I hope everyone has a great week. I'll check in with you guys next week. It might be a crazy episode next week because I got that midterm in math. A lot of anxiety. A lot of feeling weird about it. And yeah, you know, you never know what's going to happen with this show. I never really know what's going to happen with this show. So show promo, those songs. And I'll get out of here, and you'll hear the next fine show this evening, which is, let me read off the back here, Rad Radio. Heck yeah, you're going to want to check out Rad Radio right after this at 9 o'clock. Okay, I'm going to stop talking. Thank you all so much, and yeah, have a great week, everyone. Thank you.
The Art of the Mixtape is not lost. Tune in to the Vancouver Mixtape for your own personal mix of Vancouver's best independent music, interviews, and more. Join me, Jesse, and my co-host Jamie on our trek through Vancouver's underground, Sunday nights at 8 o'clock on CJSF.